Would you please stand with me, please? Glory to God. I'd like to dismiss our children to Children's Church. I'd like to turn your attention to Matthew, the 8th chapter. This morning I gave people an option, message number one or message number two. Tonight there's no option because I only have one message left. Amen. If you weren't here, I would request that you get a copy of the message from this morning. Rembrandt's Ruined, the Sin of Jeroboam. It's too hard to go to church these days. And that's a lie from the devil. So our message this morning, which set a stage for tonight, is there anybody here who needs a healing tonight? Anybody? All right, the same people who raised their hand, do you believe it can happen tonight? Do you believe that God's able? Do you believe that God's willing? See, the problem is that over the years we've prayed and asked God and it didn't happen and we've had this disappointment, and so now for some reason our level of faith drops. What's so great about young people is you tell them about the Word of God, they believe it. They believe that there's a God that has no limits, and they've had very few disappointments in their life. And so when a child comes before God and says, God, I really need something from you, their level of faith is so high that many times they immediately receive what they need from God. And somehow tonight I'm hoping that that happens to those who have needs here, not only healing but other needs. Matthew 8, verse number 19, it says, and a certain scribe came and said unto him, Master, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And Jesus saith unto him, the foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. And another of his disciples said unto him, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. But Jesus said unto him, follow me and let the dead bury the dead. Lord, we ask your blessing upon the word of God, the anointing. We felt your presence in this place, God. You're a God of no limits. Nothing is impossible for you. Help us, God, to cast out unbelief in this place and know that you're here of a surety. We'll give you the praise. It's in Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. The Bible tells us to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. If we're lost, it won't be because of the person that's sitting next to you. If you're lost, it won't be because the preacher didn't hold your hand. If you're lost, it's because you didn't make the decision to go wherever God goes. No matter what happens, my hand is in his hand and it's not coming out. In our text, we read about two men. It said one was a certain scribe and the other was simply called another of his disciples. What I want you to see is that there is a duality of meaning in the word certain. So many of the people within the scriptures weren't given identity by name, but they simply were referred to as a certain disciple. Certain could mean a particular person or a particular place, a certain street or a certain individual, but the second meaning of certain is totally persuaded. To be fixed, settled, determined, not in doubt because of the evidence that you have found, you are totally persuaded. And I believe that God is looking for certain persons in here tonight, somebody who is totally persuaded that God is able and God is willing to do what they need. A settled belief in what is truth. So let me ask you tonight, are you a certain person or are you a person who is certain? In Acts 3, 1 to 2, it talks about a certain lame man. Now, does that mean that he was a particular person or was he a completely persuaded person? Mark 5 and 25 says, "And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment." Now, was she just a particular woman or a woman that was completely persuaded that if somehow she could touch the hem of his garment, she is totally persuaded that God was going to heal her right there? That's the difference between us and a lot of denominational people, a lot of churches who haven't had the evidence that we have. There isn't a person in here who hasn't had clear evidence that God is a healer. Hallelujah. And every time you walk into this place and feel the presence of God, it reassures you, my God is in this place and he can do anything. When you have a doctor getting ready to operate on you, on your eyeball or on your heart, you want to make sure that he is not just a particular person. You want somebody that is completely persuaded that he can do the job before he gets started. You don't just ask anyone of your relatives, hey, have you ever done heart surgery? Maybe I could get a better deal. You don't go shopping for somebody who will give you a discount on your heart surgery. Some people feel like holiness is not that important in the church. Holiness is being cleansed like we heard tonight from God. And if you went in for open heart surgery, would you be glad that the surgeon washed his hands? Because he's holding your heart. Well, I'll tell you what, those that are in the ministry, hold your heart. And we better have clean hands. Well, I'm absolutely sure that Jesus is God. And Acts 2 and 38 is a formula for salvation because I'm absolutely, totally persuaded that we have one God and there's one plan of salvation. That's the only difference between the saved and the unsaved. The unsaved are not certain. They just, well, they're a certain kind of faith. You see, religion has messed up more people's lives because they are not wholly persuaded that there's any certain way that they have to follow in order to be saved. But I am certain that true salvation can change people on the spot. I'm persuaded. I am certain. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. I am persuaded that if I confess my sins, he is able to forgive my sins. The power of the Holy Ghost can take a drunk and make him sober, a liar to tell the truth, take someone immoral and make them pure. That is, if they are certain that this is a God. Can you imagine what would happen if we had a full house of certain people? You know, there's no question in my mind that there were 500 people in that upper room to begin with. I mean, when people watch Christ leave the ground and disappear in the balcony, I believe it's going to cause them to want to go to where Jesus told them to go. But they weren't certain the promise was there. So 380 people left, but there were 120 that were absolutely persuaded and convinced that there was going to be a power that was going to be endued to them from on high. And when we come into this place on a Sunday night, we ought to be certain people, knowing that something from heaven is going to happen in this place. Hallelujah. Certain. To be fixed, settled, determined, not to be doubt, because of the evidence that is presented. Did you know that we really are the evidence? I mean, the sun comes up every morning, and we know what's going to come down the road. There's going to be white things falling from the sky because it happened last year. You know? We know it's going to get darker. But, you know, the greatest evidence of a God that is miraculous are people whose lives have been changed. And God just wants more evidence to be in the earth so more people can be certain people, persuaded totally that there's a living God who can change their life. So God is ready and willing and able to change people and heal people and call the miraculous to the attention of those who don't know God. He wants more evidence in the earth, and that's the church that needs to expand in order to cause more people to be certain people. When people see our life changed, they say, I don't understand what happened, but I know that they aren't what they used to be. Every one of us have to have a transformation to be the evidence to show others of the certainty that God is still alive. Hallelujah. Fully persuaded. Religion is all about theory. Salvation is all about experience. See, you can't have salvation without an experience. People can have all of the information. They can know every scripture that you know, but unless they experience what is in the book, it's all about theory, and they're really not persuaded that there is a God that can act just the way he did at the very beginning. People have to get off the page and meet the person that is in the book. When you walk with the author of the book, you then become certain of the words that are in the book. God is looking for certain people. That is, people who are completely persuaded that he can do the job. Whenever a man or a woman in the Bible were certain, they always got their miracle. Totally persuaded. Do you have any certain situations in your life that need to be dealt with miraculously because, you know what, the doctor can't do it, the banker can't do it, the mortgage people can't do it. Your boss isn't going to do it, but there's one higher. The Bible says, it is certain we carry nothing into this world and we will carry nothing out. Can't. You know, actually, we don't actually own anything. We're just stewards of it. We're just holding on to it. That's all. Glory to God. Your greatest possession, if you think about what your greatest possession is, a non-living possession, you know what? It's just a trinket that you're holding on to, and somebody else eventually will have it. Yeah. It is certain that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. It's certain. Amen. There's no question. It is certain that it is appointed unto man once to die and then the judgment. It's certain that 100% of people who die will stay dead until the rapture of the church. Nobody gets out of this alive. And it is certain that if you repent of your sins and are baptized in the name of Jesus and filled with the Holy Ghost, it is certain that you will miss the judgment and make heaven your home. In Luke chapter 7, it talks about a certain centurion. Why was he called a certain centurion? Because the man was persuaded. Hallelujah. If I can just get Jesus to say the words, he doesn't have to come to my house, but say a word, and my servant shall be healed, in Luke 7:7. And God was so impressed by his faith, because he knew beyond a shadow of a doubt, if I can just get God to say the word. Here is a great epitaph. Here lies a certain man who died certain. Persuaded that beyond the grave there is life. You can throw ground on the box, but it won't stay there forever. I am certain that there is going to be a trumpet that will sound from another world one day. I'm certain that the trumpet is going to sound and the dead in Christ will meet the Lord in the air. I am certain I'm going to get a new glorified body that could walk through walls. I am certain I will be compensated for every glass of water I've given. For every good work, I am certain, for every fast and every prayer, every setback, every trouble that I've had, every disappointment, I am certain God will compensate for me. I'm certain. Jesus once was going to heal someone, and he had to take the person out of the city because of unbelief. I come against unbelief in this place tonight. Because there are certain people in here. People who are persuaded. That believe beyond a shadow of doubt. Not God could do it. Not God should do it. But God will do it. If I can just touch him tonight. I believe God can do it. Oh, hallelujah. What a great a start for a dedication on a Sunday night. We have a bunch of people that are healed in this place. Miracles that are happening because people are certain. I believe them. I'm persuaded. Hallelujah. God, I don't care what I have to do. When I got to the place after about 4 months of sitting in Pentecostal services and I seemed like I was the only one in the whole world that didn't have the Holy Ghost, I finally got to a place on a Sunday night. I think I like Sunday night services. On a Sunday night. I believe before the service, I believe with all my heart, this is the night, God. I'm certain that you're going to fill me with the Holy Ghost. And when I got to the place where I was fully persuaded, I'm not leaving here without your spirit. Well, there was a certain man in 1977 that was filled with the Holy Ghost. You know, if the book said, crawl on your hands and knees on broken glass to Chicago and you'll be saved, some would start crawling. But if we can just be certain of the author and the simple things he's asked us to do, simple things. Glory to God. The woman with the issue of blood was crawling on her knees to Jesus, but she was crawling in certainty. I'm convinced that if I touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. So we determine the level of our deliverance before our experience. Listen to me. You determine. Before you can have an experience, you have to have a belief. You see. That's why I can believe and I can be baptized in Jesus' name. That's not a problem. But I have to have faith to believe that when I open my mouth, there are going to be words that are going to come out of it that I have never learned. You see, there has to be a degree of determination of our deliverance and acceptance of his miracle before we can ever experience it. We find in Hebrews, the 11th chapter, it's called the Hall of Faith. In verse number 1, it says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." And so what if you can visualize in your mind? And I thank God that he has given us an imagination, and if we can imagine what is going to happen before it actually happens, that's faith in action. That's evidence of what we haven't received, but we're going to receive. And somehow, church, we got to get the picture of it already happened. I had visions of my parents being baptized in Jesus' name before it ever happened. Hallelujah. I'm going to believe. Not just say I believe, but I'm going to believe. I'm going to be fully persuaded. I'm going to the altar tonight because I am certain he's going to heal me. I'm certain he's going to fill me. Well, isn't that presumptuous? No, that's taking God at his word. There was a certain man or woman at Apostolic Faith Church. You finish the story. You see? You finish it. People mistake us for being arrogant because we're so certain of what we believe. You know? Are you sure? Yeah. See, they don't speak in tongues anymore. Too late. I've already had the experience. Glory to God. And the more people who have the experience. Anybody ever healed in here? Could you raise your hand if you healed? Oh, my. Now, if God could heal you, are you persuaded he healed you? Well, because you have the experience. You see? Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't believe there is another religion that which the apostles believe that will put you in the rapture. You see? I'm certain that there is still just one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. I am certain neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. I'm certain. I'm totally persuaded. Have you ever gone to one of those Bible studies I did before I came into the church, and we all sat in a circle and we read a scripture, and then we went from person to person, and they said, "Well, what do you think? And what do you think? And what do you think?" And we get all of this different theories of what the scriptures say. You know, one of the things that they said about Jesus is he spoke with such confidence and certainty, you know, where everybody else thought, well, yeah, that could mean that. But I'm glad that we're totally persuaded what it says is what it means. And we can have the same by his stripes, we are healed. I'm totally persuaded of it. In Luke 5 and 12, it said, "And it came to pass, when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who, seeing Jesus, fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." Here is a certain leper who is certain, fully persuaded. He is the only man recorded in the Bible who ever asked Jesus if it was his will to make him better. The only person. The leper was certain about his power to heal. He was just wondering, will you do it? he was not certain of his will to do it. But God showed him he was willing to cleanse him and heal him. See, I don't believe that God's a teaser. You know? Oh, I know there's certain sicknesses and certain things that we go through that benefit us from time to time. But nevertheless, I don't know why our God would take this horrible beating and then refuse to give us. I don't know why he'd die on the cross and then say, only you can be saved. The price is too great to not let everybody have access to it. So are you certain tonight? Certain people always saw miracles happen in the Bible. And that is still true today. He's able. He's willing. And my Jesus is waiting. And I believe he's just waiting for somebody who is fully persuaded that tonight's your night. Tonight's your night. I'll tell you what. We get evangelists from time to time who really major in healing. And we have a place that is filled with people because they have greater expectations in a man than they do in God. So we don't have any special healing service here tonight or a special evangelist that deals with that area of the gifts of the Spirit. But I'm telling you, we have the greatest specialists. I feel under the unction of the Holy Ghost that something is going to happen here tonight to some fully persuaded people who have been waiting for a long, long time to see their miracle happen. But it's up to us. It's up to us. Hallelujah. God is persuaded. He's persuaded. Is there somebody here tonight that's persuaded? Is there somebody that believes God of a certainty? Is there somebody so desperate for God that they'll crawl up to this altar if they have to in order to get something from God? Is there somebody who will demonstrate? Somebody needs the Holy Ghost tonight. Somebody needs to be touched by God tonight. Hallelujah. You heard the message, but you heard God himself tell you, step up. Hallelujah. Raise your hands and receive what God has for you tonight. Hallelujah. I'm certain. I believe it. It's gonna happen!